question. So we're on the Course in Miracles section called the Holy Instant and Special Relationships. So on page 312 and I'm going to give you some of the Course in Miracles definitions of some of the terms to make it easier to understand. Like the holy instant is the healing instant or the happy instant. So when you see holy, you're going to see me say healing or happy a lot. I'm going to try to take away some of the mystery behind these terms. The Holy Spirit is nothing but our loving right mind. It's the voice for God. It's the part of us that knows the truth about us. It's the part of us that knows we only deserve love. That's the Holy Spirit. It's the part of you that knows that's all you deserve, even if you don't believe it. Okay? So so now the Course is saying, well, now we're going to talk about having a healing instant, and we're going to talk about special relationships, which can seem like an oxymoron.
Yeah.
But the holy means peaceful. So it says the holy instant is the Holy Spirit's most useful learning device for teaching you the meaning of love. So having an instant of happiness is the most useful learning device for teaching us what love means. Because when you're having a moment of happiness, you are experiencing a moment of love. So every time you're happy, that's your absolute example of what love feels like. Okay? So the Course says, for its purpose, the purpose of a happy instant is to suspend judgment entirely. Judgment always rests on the past. For past experience is the basis on which you judge. So all of your judgment rests on the past because your past experience is the basis on which you judge. Judgment becomes impossible without the past. For without your past, you don't understand anything. So you would make no attempt to judge because it would be quite apparent to you that you don't understand what anything means. You're afraid of the recognition that you don't understand what anything means because you believe that without your past, the ego, all would be chaos. Yet I assure you that without your ego, without your fear, without your past learnings, all would be love. Okay, so let me get this straight. Okay, Spirit is telling me that if I'm going to be happy, whenever I have an instant of happiness, that's when I'm experiencing the meaning of love. The purpose of love is to entirely suspend judgment. Because my judgment of all of you is based on my past learning. Because without my past learning, I wouldn't understand this to be a room. I wouldn't understand this to be a book. I wouldn't understand you to be you. It's my past learning that I'm using to make me understand this moment. So without my past learning, I wouldn't understand anything. But if you really realize you really didn't understand anything, you wouldn't make any attempt to judge it because it would be obvious to you, how could you judge something that you don't know what it means? For instance, if I said you had Neptune square Uranus conjunct Mars, if you know nothing about astrology, you have a hard time judging whether I just said that was something that was really good or whether I was saying that was something you best be getting your insurance policy together. You know what I'm saying? So when you don't understand something, you can't judge it. Okay? So the Course says the reason why we judge is because we already think we understand everything based on our past learnings and past experiences. But it also interjects a really wild question. Suppose what you learned was wrong. Then if it was, then you really don't know what I am, and I really don't know what you are. All I know is what I've learned about it from the past. So without my past learning, I wouldn't understand anything. And he's saying if I want to experience love with somebody, then what I'm going to have to do for a moment is realize I don't know them and let go of my past judgment. Because in each moment, you're born anew. So in each moment, you are brand new. And so each moment, I really don't know. I need to let you reveal yourself, so I'm not going to be judging you because I don't understand. So if I'm ever experience happiness, he's saying I got to let go of judging based on my past. Now he says, I'm afraid that without my ego, everything would be chaos. I'm afraid that without my past learning, everything in my life would be chaos. And he's saying, no, I assure you that without your ego, which is your past learning, all would be love. The reason why you're not just surrounded by love is because of your past learning and your past fears. That's why it looks like you're not surrounded by freedom and peace and abundance. Okay, so any questions or comments about the first paragraph? Any clarification?
It's the other way around, really. Chaos. I think chaos is created by the ego.
Well, that's what it's saying.
Right.
That's exactly what it's saying.
And I'm reiterating that makes so much sense.
Yeah. Yeah, and make the ego more than an abstract term. It's like the ego is what, in this context, we're saying my past learning. The ego is, the Course says, is quite literally a fearful thought. It's the part of us that thinks it's separate. So he says, without the part of me that thinks I'm separate from you, the only thing I'd be experiencing with you is peace. It's the fact that I think I'm different from you and separate from you, and I'm judging you by my past experiences, that I don't experience the healing instant, which is the happiness right now. Because if I look at you, first I define you as a woman, and then every experience I've ever had with a woman starts to figure into this moment, and then I start dealing with you as if you may be the kind of woman I've dealt with in the past. And so the truth is, I can't have a happy moment with you now. Because what I'm doing is bringing into this moment everybody else. So therefore I can't heal with you, because I'm not dealing with you. I'm dealing with everybody else. That's what he's trying to get us to see, that when you look at me, you're not dealing with me. You're dealing with your experience of me, and then your experience of black men, and then your experience of black men in Denver. You know what I'm saying? It's our past experiences that we're looking at. And he's saying that if you're going to be, he says, but being happy is the most useful learning device that you could possibly have. That what loves you is going to use happiness to teach you. Okay? Anybody else? This is a deep section, y'all, so I'm telling you, this is deep. Yeah.
I find it easier to do that kind of work with somebody else, but what about when I'm created, when I'm stuck in a pattern of suffering and I'm just on my own?
When you're in a pattern of suffering and you're on your own, that's when it's most important to study, to get the book out, to say the lessons, to repeat the truth to you over and over and over again. I had a panic attack the other day. Some kind of fear came over me. It's like nothing I ever experienced before.
Me too.
Of course, it happened right after ecstasy. So, you know. You know, yeah, it happened right after, like, moments of, like, your eyes are open and you're looking at your experience, and your experience is so beautiful and it's so cool that you just almost think it can't get any better, and then it does. Mm-hmm. And it's been happening for a while, and then it's like the part of you that doesn't know how to receive just freaks out, and it just had all it could take. Mm-hmm. And so it wants to convince you that this is a dream, this is an illusion, the love that you're experiencing couldn't be real, that happened. So it starts to flash all kinds of fearful images from the past, and it starts to give you all kinds of fearful possibilities of what's going to happen to you. Anybody ever experienced that? Yeah. And it was increasing, and it was creating more and more fear. And then as soon as I felt it, I realized I had to do lesson 365, because that's my emergency lesson. And it goes, this holy instant, what I give to you, be you in charge, for I would follow you, certain that your direction gives me peace. This healing instant, what I give to you, be you in charge, for I would follow you, certain that your direction gives me peace. So these fearful images were coming stronger and stronger and stronger. I just lit into it, because I knew that the purpose of that fear was to make me forget the truth. That was the whole purpose of all the fears coming up. It wasn't about me trying to analyze the fear from my childhood. It was about me remembering that the purpose of my mind giving me that fear from my childhood was to distract me from the love that was happening right now, and to make me think it's not possible for me to have a consistently loving experience. Mm-hmm. Wow. And so the fear just got so intense. So I just hung on to it. This holy instant, what I give to you, be you in charge, for I would follow you, certain that your direction gives me peace. This holy instant, what I give to you, be you in charge, for I would follow you, certain that your direction gives me peace. And the more I said it, 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 the fear.